This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Signs out of Washington of a possible deal on the Biden domestic spending plan. I'm David Brancaccio. We're watching to see if President Biden is about to announce a breakthrough in negotiations to pass a package of social programs. The Washington Post today is citing unnamed sources saying there is a plan that Democrats will get behind and that official word will come today. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
And David, the Post is reporting that the White House will put out a revised framework of what it expects can pass Congress. The price tag is expected to be somewhere under $2 trillion. We don't know yet what's going to be in that framework, but we know what is likely out, and that's the paid family leave proposal. When negotiations ended last night, that proposal looked unlikely to make it into the final package. It already had gotten whittled down to 4 weeks from its original 12 weeks, which would have cost more than $200 billion over 10 years. But Senator Joe Manchin has remained skeptical about the cost of the family leave plan, and he's one of the two senators holdout votes that Democrats need, so paid family leave appears out.
All right, so the scope of this and the price tag is shrinking, but what about raising money to help pay for some of this? Is that plan we were talking about to tax top billionaires still on the table?
So that idea had gotten traction yesterday. So the initial plan was raise taxes on the wealthy, right, earning above $400,000 a year and on corporations. Then Democrats came up with the billionaire's tax on the asset gains of what would amount to be a few hundred Americans. Well, Joe Manchin apparently objected to that, too. So that idea may now be out, too. There are some other tax ideas floating around. We'll have to see if they found agreement there.
All right, Nova, thank you. Let's do the numbers. Dow and S&P futures are up 0.2%. The NASDAQ future is up 0.4%. Interest rates continue to sag. The 10-year benchmark rate is down at 1.54%. Senate Democrats today will propose a law that could penalize officials at the Federal Reserve who trade individual stocks. Two presidents of Fed banks are leaving early after their moves with their personal portfolios raised conflict of interest questions at a time the central bank has been intervening heavily in ways that can move markets. The Fed has new, tougher ethics rules for itself now, but these Democrats want to put it into law.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We like to check in periodically with the good doctor, Larry Brilliant, who's an epidemiologist and CEO of an interdisciplinary network of experts called PanDefense, that's Pandemic Response Advisory, and he worked in South Asia decades ago with the global health effort to eradicate smallpox with vaccines. He joins us now from Northern California, Dr. Brilliant. Larry, good to hear your voice again.
David, thank you for inviting me again.
Larry, you worry a lot about developed countries hogging COVID vaccine and poorer countries left unvaccinated. Some global health experts thought, right, maybe the U.S. should hold off on the boosters, but not you.
We're not hogging the vaccine on purpose. It's that this vaccine, the mRNA vaccines, should have been considered a three-dose regimen to begin with. But the kind of unilateral way in which we announced a third dose, it immediately increased the global demand for vaccine by 50%. That abruptness, I think, really rankled the world. And I think what Tedros, the wonderful head of WHO, was saying,
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus,
was that, of course, it's right to vaccinate and give boosters to those who need it, but to do it as a mass vaccination campaign when 100 countries in the world haven't had a first dose, it's not just the equity issue, David. It's that by doing that, we will be inadvertently creating places that harbor the virus and will create more and more variants that are inevitably going to boomerang back here. So it's in our best interest that we get a uniform covering of vaccine everywhere.
So it's, you know, money and resources and dedication, but also there's an innovation issue here. Some see the present vaccines, the ones we have already, as miracles, yet you wouldn't mind seeing newer vaccines that might be developed that would be easier to get down that last mile to villages in any part of the world.
Is it greedy to ask for a second or a third miracle? We need a vaccine that doesn't require injection. We need a vaccine that doesn't require cold storage. I'd really like to see more innovation in the vaccines that are easier to manufacture globally, because it's a legitimate concern that mRNA vaccines are complicated to export the manufacturing technologies. I would say this, I'd love to see Moderna and Pfizer make more money exporting vaccination manufacturing facilities than they make manufacturing vaccine, because unless we do that, we're not going to get their full-hearted, full-throated support.
And what's that take? I mean, it's not just time and luck, it's money.
Oh, I think there's money. We've got a bottleneck of production for the mRNA vaccines, and some of the vaccine companies are choosing to sell their wares to the highest bidder. And that's what the market economy creates. But we can use the market economy instead of fighting against it and make it possible for these companies to be in the business of franchising, as opposed to just kind of pondering through with one or two facilities.
Larry Brilliant, CEO of what's called Pan Defense. He's an epidemiologist and person who follows this space very, very closely. Dr. Brilliant, thank you so much.
David, thank you so much for having me.
And just as an aside, if you ever need a shot of inspiration, consult Dr. Brilliant's memoir from 5 years ago. It's about his philosophical and public health journey that includes his stretch as team doctor for the Grateful Dead. Them were days. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.